heaven and couldn't find one worthy to be.
Hallelujah.
The supreme sacrifice that was needed.
Had it not been
my eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross. Had it not been for a man called Jesus. And then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing to drink that bitter cup. Although we prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he didn't call heaven's angels to take the nails from his hands that set me free. Had it not been, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross. Had it not been for a man called Jesus. And then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad.
Next verse.
That
bitter cup. Hallelujah.
Although we prayed, Father, let it pass from me. I'm so glad he didn't go heaven's angels to take the nails from his hands that set me free. Had it not been, had it not been for a man place called Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross. Had it not been for a man called my Jesus. Then forever my soul would be lost.
Thank you, brethren. God bless you, saints. I'm sure you're surprised. As surprised as I am. I'm also very surprised. But all things work together for good. The Lord uses whosoever he will on a certain day. So I think we do well if we walk in the will of God. So you pray for me. I prayed for myself already. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer before we open up the word. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
Hallelujah.
Father, not only is our heads bowed, but our hearts are bowed toward thee, Lord.
Amen.
Father, realizing that indeed we are privileged people, Lord, to be able to call you our God and our Father, to be able to call upon you in a time of need,
Amen.
Knowing that you hear us, Lord. Father, to be able to gather as saints, Lord, of such like precious faith. And Lord, at this time, we want to commit ourselves to you. We want to commit all the proceedings, Lord. Father, everything to thee. We thank thee already, Lord, for the spirit which the musicians are in, Lord, ushering in, Lord, the word. And we pray, Lord, that we'd follow in that same line. Father, we thank you for bringing us here safe. We pray for those that are still on their way. Please undertake for them, grant them grace, grant them mercies. Help them, Lord, is our prayer. Father, even for us now, Lord, anyone who has a little bit of education, can read the words of the Bible, Lord, but it takes you to bring some meaning to it. Father, and your children have come from their homes with an expectation to hear from you, Lord. So, Father, we pray for grace, mercies, Lord, that we put ourselves out the way and allow you, Lord, to speak even through one scripture, Lord. May you just bless it, Lord. Father, we pray for our pastor in Halifax. Bless him, Lord. May he bless, may be a blessing to the saints there. Father, even as he stands at his post of duty, we pray for Brother Wilmore, Lord. Father, bless him in Zimbabwe. He's taking a service, Lord. Father, please bless your servant is our prayer. Father, even as we look to you now, in your precious name, Lord Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. like I said, I prefer to be in my corner there, but albeit we're here today, so may the Lord help us. Just a small thought, as it were, to if we can open our Bibles, if the sister can give us Psalm 105. There's a few scriptures to read there. It's whilst reading all these scriptures, at least the time is going. And just for the trustees, I don't know, I think that their clock there is not working. The one up here. You know, it's good if I keep my eye on the time there, you know. But so we'll read from verse 1. It's definitely not working. from verse 1, it reads, we'll read from verse 1 to 15. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Amen. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Amen. Glory he in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Amen. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Amen. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He that remembereth his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirming the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Thank you. So just as a thought, it's from the message respects. So we'll speak down that road. Even you may be seated. Sorry, saints.
Thank you.
just as the scripture said there, at the end, touch not the Lord's anointed, do my prophets no harm. So in that message respects, yeah, it really blessed me, and I thought perhaps we could speak just a little bit on that as we go along. But like the scripture said there, and these are very familiar scriptures to us, when the Lord says, touch not the Lord's anointed, do my prophets no harm. And in that message, the prophet speaks about that we have to have respect. You have to respect the Lord, you have to respect his people, you have to respect his word, you know. But that, when he speaks of that word of respect, you can't have respect unless you have, there's fear that comes along with it.
Amen.
You know, because we know if you look in Proverbs 3 verse 7, it speaks of that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. So you can't have respect if there's no fear that comes with it. If we read another scripture just on the aspect of fear, if you turn to Ecclesiastes 12, we'll read one verse in there, verse 13. Ecclesiastes. So it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. There's that word again, fear. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of God. So like the word is showing us there, that without fear, you can't have respect. So those two, they go together. But the fear which the Lord is speaking about, it's not necessarily that fear of, I'm afraid to go to hell if I better go to church. Or I'm afraid, yes, that could be the beginning of it. That leads us to something. But when you look, as you continue to look into the law of God or his workings, love projects. And that fear, it becomes reverence. Amen. So now you have a reverence towards God. You have reverence toward God's people. You have reverence towards everything that's linked to God. Because those are, like, we do know that we love the mysteries. We need those things, you know. But some of these things are the foundation, if you like, the building blocks of who we are as believers. That we should have reverence when it comes to the things of God, like we're saying there. And it works in different ways. Sometimes we think, like, we'll apply it maybe as a parent. We love to apply that scripture to the children, that obey your parents, you know. And that's true. They must, because it's scriptural. That's the word. But as well as that, we, even as parents, if we're looking through the law of God, through his love inside of our heart, the scripture doesn't end there. It also tells us not to lead our children to temptation, that they disrespect us.
Yes, sir.
So that reverence which comes with the things of God, it's above just fear, because we know that fear can paralyze you. It can cripple you. You know, fear could make me come up here and no word come out of my mouth. That's not what the Lord is talking about. It's a beginning. It leads us toward, because when you realize who God is, that great God of the universe that fills all space and beyond time, eternity, that he should be mindful of a little person such as myself or yourself and redeem you from a world where we had no hope, just walking in sin and trespass. But that merciful God should be so mindful in his greatness and come down and visit you in whichever way he did to redeem you. That takes away that original just fear, and it's replaced by love. You see, that it brings us, because the greatest attribute of God is love. But there must be respect with those things. So we see it that, because without one works with the other. Without fear, you can't have reverence. Without reverence, then we go wrong, because it covers every single aspect in our lives.
Amen.
Even today, coming here into the house of God, just as I look around, you know, there's big IT people, there's this, there's that. And you'd be listening, you sit down in a certain order, and you listen to whoever is there on that day.
Glory.
It doesn't matter whether the person is a janitor or whether they're astrophysicist. But when you come in here, because of your love for God, because you reverence him, you come and you yield yourself under the order which is there. And it's like we quote just quoted that scripture in Proverbs 3 verse 7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Not that carnal knowledge, but the true knowledge of God, to understand who God is and how he works. And that's very important, because without that, what creeps in, we start to see each other after the flesh.
Yes, sir.
We just see, this brother, okay, he's whoever, his brother David. I won't say names so that someone doesn't say that I'm picking on them. But we won't just see each other that, this brother here is a mechanic, or is this, or is that. You see, actually, you're looking at, there's a part of God. God has deposited something in that person.
Amen.
And that's the order which God has set for our own benefit.
Yes, sir.
It's not for his benefit. It's for our benefit. So, for example, like we're saying, even here in the house of God, there's an order. God sets that order. Paul tells us in the Bible that let all things be done in order in the house of God. So when that reverence disappears, now we start to find things start creeping in. We're casual in the house of God. It's not difficult for us to just start talking things which are not relevant to the service which is going on. You see, we lose that reverence of the house of God, whereas that works against us because it's the atmosphere that brings the result. And we're the ones who create the atmosphere. We create that atmosphere. So when you lose that reverence, you suffer a lot. Some may need healing. But when we come in here, we're not prayed up. We're not conscious of the fact that we're going to meet God. You're not coming in with an expectation that the Lord is going to visit me. That could hinder the healing of another person. That could hinder salvation of someone's soul. And that's why it's important for us to always have that reverence. We should never know each other after the flesh. I remember when we repented. Brother George and I, we grew up together. So I've known him all my life. And the Lord was merciful. We repented together. And at a certain time, one of the deacons, he approached me. I'm sure he approached Brother George and all. And he said, "Brother, you're doing well. You brothers are doing well. But you need to be careful of one thing. You knew each other after the flesh. But be very careful because the scripture says, know no man after the flesh."
Amen.
So you need, the good work that the Lord is doing in you, it can be undone because you're just fellowshipping only you together. You're not comfortable for a third person to come into that clique. You people knew each other from then. So he said, that's not how the Lord works.
Amen.
You see, so you need, you guys should make a conscious decision that at certain times you fellowship with other people.
Amen.
You go visit other people.
Amen.
You see, and that really helped us to no extent. It really helped us because we had to make a conscious decision that, hey, look, I love the Lord. I don't want anything to come in the way of my worship and my service to the Lord. So this is advice. And the brother who was telling me, I didn't have a high-powered job, but he had a less job. He was a cleaner in his job. But I respected that man because I knew there's a reason why God called him before he called me. There's a reason why the Lord made him a deacon when I was still in the pubs and all that. You see, so that reverence, that respect, it's key. It really is something which we should never lose that. No matter what. Like I'm saying, especially even when we come into the house of God, come, let's come with an expectation. If you are in expectation, you know, sometimes it's frustrating to have to ask somebody to maybe take out chewing gum from their mouth. They don't mean harm, but you just think, is it a tradition now? Because if you go and say, like with Moses, when the Lord told him to approach the burning bush, I'm sure that Moses, when the Lord said, "Take off your shoes," he looked for anything else which he might have felt that could hinder him from coming into the presence of God. You see, because he was conscious of whose presence he was in. So we don't want to lose that reverence.
Amen.
When we're coming into the house of the Lord. If someone else wants to talk, that's them. If someone else wants to chew gum, that's them. I want to come into the house of God, prepare my heart so that when the word comes, you receive something. Because You only get what you expect. You know, you only get what you expect. And, oh, time is gone. That's, thank God. If we can just read one more scripture as we draw to a close. Exodus chapter 12. I see why the pastor always says, please switch off the heaters. It's hot up here. Well, I'm feeling the heat anyway. Exodus 12. Okay, maybe I'll just get in. Good. Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of the month they shall take to them every man. Oh, sorry, saints, can I just check something here? I'm sorry. Numbers chapter 12. Thank you. Verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman who he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Excuse me. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which are upon the face of the earth. Amen. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful above all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. We'll leave it. Verse 10, I'll read verse 10. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. So, we know this portion of scripture very well, but again here with Miriam and Aaron, Moses was their brother. If you remember when Moses was in the basket, I think it's Miriam who was running along, you know? So as he grew, and she was a prophetess, and Aaron was the mouthpiece. So the anointing and the blessing of the Lord was on them both. But these people, they became used of each other. You see? That they forgot. They went out of the vision. They weren't like Joshua and Caleb, who stayed in line with the vision. They knew what God was doing. They weren't looking at Moses only as a man. They were in the spirit always. So they knew what God was doing. So even when Moses was wrong, Joshua and Caleb, they followed. But these at this time, they went in the flesh. They got used. They say, oh, it's our brother, this guy. You heard them. The scripture says, they said, does God only speak to Moses? He also speaks to us. You see? And this angered the Lord. Because the Lord called them quickly. And immediately, Miriam was struck with leprosy. So, it does us good if we don't lose that. You know, because some of these things, it's you have to be conscious of it. It's not something that just happens by itself. We have to be conscious. Like I was saying with ourselves, with Brother George, it could be with ourselves, even with the pastor. The pastor testified to me and brought us up. But as time goes by, you become you brothers, but you become friends.
Yes.
But at that place, you have to be careful. Because he is my pastor. That doesn't change. Yeah. You know, in that message, respect, we don't have time to read it. But the prophet said that the Holy Ghost, which is the overseer, he is the one who chooses to put that person there. You see, so it does us good if we're always conscious of that. I have to be conscious of that. That even though we've spent many years together, but he's my pastor. You see, because sometimes we can fall into that snare of Miriam and Aaron. That now I'm no more at the stage where when the pastor first to testify to me and lead, show me every single thing. Now so I read as well. I have my experiences with the Lord, but never let it be that I say the Lord also speaks to me. He doesn't only speak, because reverence or respect, it's an attitude of the heart. It's God revealing himself and his ways in your heart. Because how would it be that the Lord even tells us that with our bosses at work, it says don't work as a man pleaser, work as unto the Lord. You see, so it's an attitude of the heart. And may the Lord help us that stays in our mind. Saints, thank you for listening in. We pray you are blessed. Let's close in a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the way which you lead and guide us, the way you teach us, Lord, your ways. Help us, Lord. Father, our heart's desire is that your word would always be a blessing to our hearts, Lord. Father, and we just thank you for this. Lord, we pray now and we commit the service into your hands. Father, Lord, we pray for our precious brother Eli. Lord, please use him. He was a blessing to us on Friday. May you please use him once again, even in a double portion this day. Father, also we want to ask you to bless the musicians, Lord. Father, please, Lord, use them for your glory. Any specials, Lord, we pray they be specials indeed. Father, we commit everything to thee. Father, praying once again for those that may be still on the way. Father, we pray that you give them a safe journey. Those that couldn't make it, we think of Brother Tino, Sister Rancha. Lord, help them with the issue of their car to get on top of that, Lord. Father, we commit it to your hands. Our precious brother Maxwell, Lord, Father, please continue to restore him to a full, Lord, stature, Lord. Father, how we, for myself, would love to be sitting there and hearing, Lord, from thine servant, Lord. Please bless him, touch him, Lord, is our prayer. Bless the Sunday schools, Lord, and the teachers. Father, as we give thanks to you now, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.